Gosh, New York State, I think, is a really tough use case because we're just much more generous as a state, and there's additional incentives from a state perspective, and that federal special enrollment really didn't apply since we already had special enrollment at the state level. It like you say, it's probably too early to tell, but even if it were later, other variables will be affecting, what we see in terms of enrollment. A good example there is the state only just approved the new, or they're in the process of approving all of the plans rates for the New York State of Health for next year. And I'm not sure about other states, but in New York, basically the state health plan will suggest what their rate should be, and then the state will come back and say, no, actually, this is what your rate increase should be, or actually, you should have a rate decrease, and this is what it should be. So it's somewhat dictated. So we'll see where that lands, and where in New York, at least, our competition lands, and that'll have a big effect on enrollment. But it'll be tough to determine exactly what the variables are that are affecting enrollment, I think, for us.
Appreciate that, Josh. And there is a state by state variation that comes into that as well. So thanks for pointing that out. Other comments? Colleen, anything's in your perspective from Hawaii that is impacting the association?
Well, the only thing I was going to bring up, that with more enrollment, the patients are certainly figuring that they're going to have access to healthcare. And I hate to say it, we just don't have enough physicians out here. So it'll be very interesting that I think the patients will be expecting that this will allow them to be a part of the whole healthcare environment and have access to a PCP and have their healthcare taken care of. Yet, I think they're going to find difficulty finding a PCP.
And is that worse with COVID? Has it gotten much worse, or is it was a problem before the pandemic and continues?
It was a problem before the pandemic, and of course, it got worse with the pandemic. And I have so many patients who are trying to find PCPs throughout the state, and it's very, very difficult. And I hate to say it, that's why they're not taken care of, and that's why there's many problems, especially with, of course, chronic disease.
Wow. Who wouldn't want to go to work in Hawaii? This is, thank you, Colleen.
Cost of care. I mean, the cost of living. People don't realize you do pay the price for being in paradise. And I hate to say it, as far as on Maui, it's hard to recruit a physician when you tell them that the average cost of a home has now reached $1.3 million. So, and that's for a very modest home.
Wow.
So it's difficult to recruit. So I will say, if anyone has leftover PCPs and they want to send them my way, I'll be more than happy to take care of them.
You know,
invite.
I'm glad you raised that point, Colleen, because we're seeing it too in Western New York and maybe in other areas of the country, I imagine. But our provider networks are really scrambling and struggling. COVID had a huge piece of that for us. We even had to help subsidize some of the providers in the area to keep them afloat, especially PCPs. I think, and somebody had a question around social determinants of health. Well, the ability to get to a PCP or even have one in some of the underserved areas of Western New York is absolutely a huge challenge. And Western New York anyway is an underserved area. So that's a big deal for us. And if you want a big mansion and a lot of land, it's pretty darn cheap over here.